礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他今天去找美国同事 Amy。
Amy， 我有个问题想请教你啊。
I'll be happy to try to answer your question, Chen Hao, but I don't have a lot of time. I have a meeting in a few minutes.
就几句话，是关于回电子邮件的。
Can you explain what you mean?
今天早上我收到通知说要开会，让大家回一个 email 看能不能参加，我就用 reply to all 说我能来。
What happened?
结果先后有三个人发电子邮件给我，叫我不要把回复的电子邮件寄给他们，好像还挺不高兴的。
Well, they have a good point. When you get a message by email to announce a meeting, you should not reply to everyone else who received the email. Your response should only go to the sender.
可我也经常会收到一些没用的电子邮件啊，我就觉得无所谓。
Your reaction may have to do with your laid-back personality.
Laid-back personality?
Laid-back means easygoing. No one wants to get unnecessary email like the one you sent. You aren't being thoughtful of other people's time. In the future, think before you reply to all. Oh, I'm sorry, Chen Hao, but I've really got to go.
谢谢你啊 Amy, 我还有个小问题。那你散会以后能给我打个电话吗？
Sure, I'll call you after the meeting.
下午陈豪在办公室写报告。
Good afternoon, Accounting Department. This is Chen Hao.
Hi, Chen Hao. I'm out of my meeting and wanted to call you before I go home.
太好了，我的问题是啊，我不知道回复电子邮件什么时候用 CC, 什么时候用 BCC。
You are not alone. Lots of people have the same issue. CC means courtesy copy.You use CC whenever you need to inform someone of what is being done, but they are not responsible for doing it.
你能举个例子吗？
When your colleague needs to be sure that you know your duties, he sends the email to you. However, he sends a copy to your boss, so he knows what's going on as well. You can see that your boss got the email too.
那就是说，如果 Kevin 让我星期五以前把报表做完，他可以写个电子邮件给我。然后 CC 给我老板，那 BCC 呢？
BCC stands for Blind Courtesy Copy. It's used when you don't want the receiver to know who else got the message.
你是说不让收件人知道还有其他收件人吗？
That's right. The only time I find BCC acceptable is when you don't want to reveal all the email addresses of the people you are mailing to for security purposes.